You're already on. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 28 of our podcast, Up on Foil, where we talk all about foiling. And today, again, at least in the first part, on balance board. Indiana was so kind, sending us some prototypes. And, you know, from balance, balance is key. And we try to improve our balance. It's just going to be the intro, though, because Itai, who's here with me,
hello,
he has some meniscus issues. We're going to talk about that. So just going to be the intro.
Yeah. And, maybe and I'm definitely not balanced. I don't have his abilities, yeah. So...
You know what? No one
I'll do.
Is no bald, one is really. Yeah, so yeah. We're just going to stand here as long as possible. Yeah. No, not as long as possible. We're just going to stand here. While, Itai, you're not really present online, at least not with your as a person. And maybe you can, just introduce yourself in a couple of sentences.
Yeah, sure.
Who are you?
It's the first time I'm in front of the camera. I'm usually just behind it. I'm the creator of Bortels, who is know it. I don't know if it's that big, but people maybe from the foil community knows it a little bit. It's a channel that started about searching for the board world in Switzerland, and now it's a lot about foiling. Oh, sorry, that's
not happens.
Let's try again. Let's try again. Okay. And yeah, and I'm here to talk about it a little bit about content creation, about creating the culture of the foiling world. And being a part of it, definitely I'm not creating it, but I'm happy to be a part of it and to create more cool videos, cool content.
And you're also a pump foiler.
So I'm a beginner pump foiler. I'm suck. I'm really bad. I'm coming from bodyboarding and surfing and then doing some surf skating. And then I started with Indiana 1100 foil board, and I can do now 20 meters. Nice. And I have to change my
that's gear. Great.
Yeah. I have to change my gear. I am still wet. People told me that maybe the gear will help a little bit.
New it surely gear. Does.
It's very heavy. But I think now I'm in the point that I have a good technique already. Good. A decent technique to start and get like a better foil. But I'm storming into this world. And hopefully next year, I'm going to have this 1 minute head like everybody.
Nice. This year, though.
Maybe this year. Yeah.
Sure. With the summer.
And I'll try to, Let's see how it works.
All right.
It's not going to be easy, but yeah, we're going to work about it.
I'm really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better. For all the listeners and viewers, we have something special today. As I said, Indiana sent us these balance boards, and we're actually able to give one away. So if you stay on, we're going to tell you how you can win one of these balance boards. So stay tuned for that. And I think your knee has gone.
Yeah.
We're going to switch to the seated position.
Seat will be better.
All right, good.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Yeah.
All right, let's continue. Now seated, your knee. What happened?
I play soccer.
Of course, it's always soccer.
Yeah, and it's got turned, and now maybe we'll have to do surgery. We'll see about that. It's also not the best thing to pump foil, but I'm doing 20 meters, so for me it's okay. Surf skating, it's a bit hard, surfing, stuff like that, but I still do it. I have to still be careful about my knee, but maybe in a month I'll do surgery and then go back. Not to soccer. I'm retired from soccer, so my soccer fans.
Oh, that said, tell us a little bit about your backstory. Where are you from originally? What are you doing in Switzerland, and how you got into surf sports in general?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Israel. I moved to Switzerland 4 years ago because I have a Swiss wife, and she she grew up in Switzerland in Zug, and then I moved to Zurich. I grew up next to the Mediterranean Sea. I surfed a lot since I was a kid. Yeah, I went surfing and then I did a lot of bodyboarding as well.
Good conditions there in Israel?
Yeah. We have also, it's not Portugal and it's not Hawaii and it's not
still
like... But sometimes in wintertime you have like decent, you can get like 1 meter swell in very good days, but normally it's a half meter. In decent days, like a nice swell, you can surf. Do we have great surfers there? I'm not one of the great surfers, but I really like bodyboarding. And then I went to do a little bit of longboarding.
Family stuff.
Yeah, and then I did some longboarding. Always been around surf skating. I had penny skateboard. So board sports was always part of my life. So then when I moved to Switzerland to become a landlocked person, that was like a shock.
Yeah, that's like the opposite of what people do.
Yeah.
Like God, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Where did you move from?
I was living in Italy, in the northern part of Italy, so not that far from Switzerland. And now I moved not that far to Israel in Cyprus. So.
In Cyprus, yeah. Cyprus. Do you have you have waves there?
Not really. To be fair, not really. Probably less than in Israel. Okay. Sometimes in winter when it's stormy, and not really where I'm in the southern part. Sometimes in the eastern part, and sometimes in the western part.
Oh, okay. I went to Levanto to surf there, and it was great. Great experience. Yeah. I got like a really good swell there. Actually, I went with my bodyboard, got some pipes there. Decent surfing. Should we continue, or are we going to wait for him?
Yeah, you can go ahead. I'm okay. Just going to bring you water. I forgot to, what a terrible host I am.
Anyways,
he asked for water.
So you switched to surf skating when you moved to Switzerland, right?
When I moved to Switzerland, I was like, I arrived here. Switzerland is great, you know, one of the best places to live in the world for sure. But then I cut into a point, okay, what would I do now? I have something that I'm missing. I'm missing the sea. I'm missing the salty water. And then I started more surf skating. I did it before also, but not that much. And actually, this point is where Board Tales was born for me, because I started to search for board sport in Switzerland. And I'll tell a little bit about my background. I'm coming from videography. All of my life, I'm a videographer since I was like very, very young.
We can see that, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
From your profile.
That's my thing. And I always did my searches and researches about stuff and exploring it through videography. And also in surfing in my 20s, I was also filming with cassettes. So surfing, and I had a channel called X-Riders back in the days. So it's nothing new to me. That's how I explore stuff. So when I came here, I said, okay, it's time to get to know the people, get to know the culture here in Switzerland. And there is no better way to do it other than like with my camera. So I started to explore and started to get people to get to know new people. And I think that's the most exciting thing about it. It's the people. It's like I get to know very interesting people, like this group of girls, Surf Skates Affair in Zurich. They are having like a huge group of girls doing surf skates once a week, and they have their own community. So what's the best way to explore it? Then tell them, okay, let's do a video about you, and then to get to know more about them and what's behind it. And it's all, I think, one of the most interesting thing about Switzerland is there's so many surfers here. It's funny because it's a landlocked, but there's a lot of surfers. There are a lot of people that are into this vibe. And they're like, but the thing that they are doing is not surfing most of the time. So it will be surf skating. It will be part of them doing longboard dancing, which is also amazing. River surfing, which is like also really, really cool things. I get to know Cipro Surf. Martin is a great guy. He will put me inside. Also, this community got me inside there. And I created a lot of content with him. And that's like how I started to get to know more and more people. And then I got to know foiling. Also, to Martin, he told me about it. And then I discovered something. It's not just...
When was that?
It was a year and a half ago, something like that. And what I saw about palm foiling is something different because it's a new sport. And it's, for me, I think it's like almost like when we talked about it before, how like pool skateboards was found out, like, you know, how the Z-Boys went to pools, empty pools in LA, and started to do skateboarding there because it was just born and nobody knew it before. How did they do it? So when I saw palm foiling, I said, wow, okay, landlocked people can actually surf. It's here, it exists, this technology is born. Okay, I want to explore it. Let's see what's going on. What is this thing? And when I got to know more people and got to know the professionals, you know, Rob and stuff like that, which Rob, I think, take it to another level of creativity. It's got to know more like surfing. So also, like we talked before, I said, okay, I want to be a part of it. Maybe I'm not in the sport part. Maybe not in the, I'm not going to be one of the best foilers, but I want to be part of the culture. And my way to express culture is in my visual stuff. How do I do? My background is videography, editing. I'm doing some graphics, website design and development, and all of this together. I want to somehow to put it inside this beautiful sport that just been born. And that's like my journey. That's how it was born. And I got to the point that I'm in your podcast. It means I already I got to something. I achieved something.
I would not measure our podcast to have achieved something. For us, it's super cool that people come to our show. That it's you great. Actually talk to us coming over. And it was it's super interesting to get to know you. As you said, we just have the videos of you, and we don't know who's behind it, and that's been on purpose.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Right? Yeah. Why?
I'm not very comfortable in front of the camera. I never was. I have a stage fright. Even now when I'm talking to you, my heart is beating very fast. That's part of my character. I'm always behind the camera. I really understand people when I come to film them, they're saying, okay, I'm getting confused and everything. I really understand what they feel. So that's why my channels are faceless. So I'm trying to create the best that I can, you know, without face, because it's much harder. If you're both of you are content creators, Gail is doing an amazing job, and he's like, but he's totally the opposite, like from what I'm doing. Like he's like in front there, he's talking to the camera, sure about himself. I like it. I wish I had these abilities, but I don't have. So I'm just expressing my way of, I don't know, I say talent, but what I can do to create a faceless channel, and still that will be attractive to people to watch it.
It is certainly, because they're super well produced. They're incredible. They're so much better than a lot of things we see online. And I want to ask you, how did you get?
I'm still, when you say it, I'm really.
No, it's. I think it's on a whole other level.
Thank you.
My first video I saw was, I don't know if it was Balt, the Swiss waterman in Saint Blaise, where he just did the whole foiling thing, or the Von Rohl family.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell us if you have an idea. It probably starts with an idea or a person you meet, mm-hmm. and you think, I can do something about it. What is the step-by-step process when doing such a video?
So for me, like doing with Balt, it was super generous of him to do it. I started this channel, hardly had any views. Not like I have too much views right now, but it's like, it's decent. So I saw his website and I wrote to him, told him, look, I'm doing this channel. It would be cool to film you. What do you say about that? And he was like, tomorrow there is wind. Come on. I live in Zurich and he lives in Biel, and this was in Neuchâtel. And I said, and it was stormy there, you know, and I'm not coming from this weather. And I went there and I was trying. So when I got to a place, I'm just saying that a bit up on my background, I'm also, that's not my main job. Of course, I have worked with clients and stuff like that. So I don't have a lot of time. Yeah. So I really have to create what I can do from like short amount of time that I have. So I have to go to Neuchâtel and come back by the afternoon and to capture as much as I can. So once I'm working outside of the car, taking out the camera and start exploring, okay, what's the story here? What's the story? And Balt is the guy that is really outgoing.
Yes.
So he's amazing. Before he's like so talented in surfing, he's like, he will talk to the camera. He's living the camera. So like he's really feeling it. So you can see the guy, he's like, just put the camera and he will do everything. So
he does the story.
He just does the story. And so with him, it was just like straightforward. Let's just get ready. It was a very windy day and go. And it was like 3 hours of shooting. That's it. How I got this like video. And it was really, I was really proud and happy about this video. And about Rob and his family, I went like when I saw that Rob is like a great foiler, but when I got there, I understand that the story is not just Rob. I got to see his house and his family, and then I said, okay, that's an interesting story. Like they're living like a California family, you know, like having like longboards there. You come inside their house, they have like boards everywhere. And right in the middle of Solothurn, yeah. And then I realized that the story here is a bit more documentary, a bit more about the family, get to know them, what's their story, because there are four of them are foilers, and the father was a shaper. Yeah. And
I mean, that's a gold story for you,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So, yes, exactly. When I got there, I said, oh, interesting, like, you know, like a, like was a lightning saying, okay, we have an interesting story here. And I think that's my favorite video. Yeah, so it really depends on when you're going to shoot someone, what you can be always prepared to what you're going to meet there. My stories are not like, I don't write them in front. I just want to understand like who's the person and what's behind him. And if foiling is the center of, like foiling is always the center, but it's like, it will be technical or it will be like a storyline. It will be more documentary, or will it be like a more clippy production? Yeah. So it really depends. I wanted to. I did with Sarah one video. Sarah is a great follower of Indiana. I don't know if you know. Yeah. You know her, I think. And she's a doctor. She's a brain surgeon, and she also have an interesting story. I didn't get to go with her to the hospital, which I wanted, because I wanted to start the story from there. But that's what I. Yeah, exactly. I'm still trying to convince her. If you see it, Sarah, we got to do a video when you're in the hospital and from there going to foiling. So it's foil and the story around it.
All right. And then how much time goes into editing?
I'm editing really fast. I can edit it in half a shift. A shift is like 8 hours.
Okay.
So a lot of my videos, I wish I had more time. So sponsors, if you see it, if you're interested in board tails, sponsor me and I have more time to edit it because I have to do it aside of my regular work as an editor, but for clients. So I have to do it really fast. And sometimes this I'm doing it so fast, it's for my eyes, I can see a lot of stuff that I can do much better. And
you
I
need to be efficient as well. Exactly. You can always be a little bit better. But exactly. So what's your, I'm calling these day jobs and night jobs. Yeah. You have your own company to do production?
Yeah, so I have my own studio. It's like, you know, it's mostly me freelancing and I'm working, not just me, like I'm working now with the production with another motion graphic designer and a lot of 3D artists. But we're combining ourselves for...
What's the name of the company?
Graffiteria.
So link of the company here.
Graffiteria, yeah. We're creating like cool content for... entrepreneurs and companies, and now we're doing great video for this like startup. Yeah, so it's a lot about that. But I wish I could do board tails more.
We can really see that in your videos because it's more like every episode, even though it's short, it's a lot of like a documentary, right? Because there's a person talking, like a nicely framed interview. So yeah, we can see that you're transferring your job into like board tails, and I love it. Personally, I really love the format, and I wish mm-hmm. you would post like more episodes of those, like the one with Yvonne is super good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I wish I need more, just more time. That's about it. I think there's a lot of stories, you know, the fallen community is getting bigger.
Is it getting bigger? Because you've seen it earlier than I did, so you've maybe seen it grow. How much was the growth, or how did you, was there a difference now in what kind of people foil?
Yeah, if I saw it before you, so how about you how
I started,
that?
I started,
you're so good and I'm so
I started pump foiling a year ago.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe as well, but
plus you saw better people.
You aren't gonna see me foiling in this video for sure. So so how did I see more content. And okay. I'm in the Tsuri chat group.
Yeah.
I think both of you are there, right?
Yeah.
And
I am.
I think it's getting bigger. Oh, Zeno just adding people, but I don't know. But but I see it grow. I think it's growing. I think it's growing. Every time I'm going to the lake in Zurich to do, I see more and more people.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are very good as well. So it's you see the level high. And also people are doing this pool thing. Like Zeno is doing this lessons in pools, which is really interesting. So I think it will get more people inside. But I think there is more room for the youth to come inside the sport. I think they are not there yet. And I think the palm falling is not like, it's still not set. I think culturally for the kids, it's not cool enough yet. You know, like surfing is cool, cool. Surfing has vibes. Surfing have designs of like, you know, surfing vibe and California vibe. You like have a lot of things around it. And I think falling, maybe Gael is maybe is for the younger crowd and he will do a good job about it to bring that.
Plus he looks good doing it. Because many people, especially when you start, me still, we don't look that good.
Yeah,
it looks stupid, let's be honest.
I know you look well. I look stupid. Look stupid for sure.
So it's not that appealing for the kids.
Yeah.
When I am at regattas with my kid, they always want to try it. They want to feel like once they felt the glide, they're hooked. But you're talking to Zeno as well, and maybe you can talk about your next project that you do with him, filming him. Yeah. He's taking the kids to the pool. We need to kind of have that as a part of school, like a possibility for schools to test that maybe for free. Or what are your ideas? How can we get the youth into foiling?
I think it's another way. The way that Zeno do it is, of course, it's great. Trying to bring it from the system. You know, trying to make schools have teach classes and stuff like that. I'm talking about the culture. I think the culture have to be a bit. It doesn't have to be different because the people who are doing it are, I think, a bit older now, now around our ages. but when you wanna market something, the way I see, yeah, you have to look cool, and I think like of course you have to look, to film like younger kids doing it, and you know like Rob, Gail, all these guys that are on this age and they are doing great stuff, but also the music, the design, I'm saying like the, you know, even the t-shirts, the hats, the merch. I think it's a lot, have a lot of value in a sport. It's not just like, you know, merch for selling. I'm talking about like the way you...
The lifestyle.
Yeah, the lifestyle around it. Yeah. And I think like for landlocked, there are a lot of people that are palm foilers, but they are coming from surfing. When they're going outside of Switzerland, they're going to surf. They're going here to pools. They're surfing. So they can bring their surfing vibes more.
Exactly.
But yeah, yeah, go.
Like if you think about skateboarding, you also think about like loose pants, Vans,
exactly.
Loose t-shirts, backwards hats. And there is not yet this connection, this vibe with foiling, probably because there is maybe a higher entry barrier, you know, the price of the foils, the sets is still quite high. So usually young people, it's not that easy for young people to get into it. But I believe that the more we go on, the more sets are going to become affordable and the more the sport is going to become mainstream, as we already see that it's becoming. We're going to see more and more, in my opinion, skateboarder style of foilers, skateboarder type of foilers.
Yeah. I totally agree. Of course, I'm just bringing one aspect of the way I'm thinking that it needs to be like market to outside. But of course, there is the price, there's the difficulty.
It is so difficult. So hard. Compared to skateboarding. Exactly. I mean, you can sit on a skateboard and roll exactly. Or have yourself pushed, and that's
it's
fun
so
already.
Hard to start. I'm still there, but it's once you get, you know, once you get the three pumps, it's like, okay, I think you're hooked.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the alternative of surfing, it's big. It's something that becomes big to your life. And I think that you can convince, you don't have to convince, but you can like offer more for kids with that. I think there can be like much more like, you know, 18, 17, 16 year old kids like doing it here in Switzerland. Of course, I don't know what's going on in Cyprus, if you probably have like windsurfing and stuff like that, but not much palm foilers, right? Yeah. So I'm guess probably a lot of them don't even know it yet.
When I fall here, okay, now it's getting like busy tourist wise, but even locals are, first of all, are most of the times are indifferent. They don't care.
That's good already, honestly, because they're not against you.
Yeah. Sometimes they break my balls because I'm right. I'm like around the marina, and sometimes they're like. acknowledging it, right? They're like, good, congratulations. Okay. And that's it. And sometimes, and this, I see it way more with tourists. They're like, oh, so cool. I've seen this online. So there is online. There are viral videos and people have an idea of what a foil is. But I believe that most of them have never seen a foil. And I believe there is also this difference between foiling and wing foiling. Because like surf foiling, wake foiling, and pump foiling look way cooler than wing foiling, in my opinion. Because probably, I don't know, people see wing foilers from afar and they don't realize that really they are flying over the water. Yeah. They're still leaning against something. I believe that there is something more fascinating about pump foiling and prone foiling, at least from outside. That's what I think. But I agree. Like, people are usually fascinated about it.
Yeah, for sure. Here, there, even me, they're asking me like, "How? What are you doing? What is that?" Yeah, but wake foiling, it really depends who's doing it. Because Michi, I filmed Michi in Silva Plana, and he came close to the dock and tried to do his backflips and all these things that he's doing, and that looks like he looks like Batman, and that's why I created the AI video with him, like created him with Batman, which it becomes kind of viral, but everybody was very angry about me.
Why?
I got like messages like, why are you doing AI? AI sucks and stuff like that. And I was like, come on, I'm just trying to, I don't know, I just tried it and it looks cool. And Michi look like Batman, and don't you think it's cool? But people really, like, if you see the comments on the post, they were like, AI sucks, don't do that.
How many views do you have on that, more or less?
250k, something like that.
I just think the more views you get, the more haters you get as well.
No, I'm cool with it. It was funny for me. Like, you know, like, I didn't try to hide it because the AI, but it's really not just AI. It was really based on Michi's movement. And it's amazing. Like, if you saw it, you probably saw it.
Yeah. And how do you come up with these ideas? Okay, you get the picture, but how you translate the footage from these creative ideas that you have,
like visual, like okay, so for every video it really depends like what is the story, and then I create some kind of a visual language that will follow this, like this video. If it's like, you know, I'm going to film like the video at the Tsuri pump and grill, and there is a lot of people, that thing going on and everything, so it will be upbeat. It will have to be like, you know, fast cuts. Sorry, I can add some, like, you know, some more hard grading, color grading. I can like add some stuff. I can cut it, do some masking, take it to after and do stuff like that. But when it will be like easier story, when the story is talking about himself, more people are talking, so it will be more laid back. The music will be easier. The color grading will be lighter. And that's like how the whole visual language will support the story. It's really go hand by hand, and every video have its own language. If I will do more blue colors when I'm doing the grading, so people, it will be more darky. And then it, like, I had a stormy day when I went to film one of the guys. Oh my God, I forgot his name. Oh my God. Never mind. It was a very stormy day, and he did pump foiling.
Linus,
yeah. Oh my God, thanks. Sorry, Linus, if you watch it.
Link is somewhere up here if you want to see that video.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, and he's a really good foiler. And it was like such a hard day, and everything was dark already. So I play with it a little bit and add even more darkness inside of it, just to show to bring more the blacks outside, like the colors. And I love it. I love the video. It was a very fast video that I edited, but it's also like the visual language. And like, if with Sarah, I had a sunny day and it was nice, and
the story is going to be different.
The story is lighter, so the music will back it up inside the story. And everything is go hand by hand. It really depends. I don't have an exact. Now, actually, I'm going to have a video that I'm going to really create a script because I want to, since here is like the starting for me to show myself in front of the camera. I'm not doing it. I've never done it before. But one of the next videos I want to start for my intro, and it's going to be a bit more, I want to create more cinematic vibe. So I'm going to write it and do a script, like really with shots. It's going to be wide shot, close-ups, you know, everything. and go from there to the story. But normally it really depends the vibe of the video, and from there I'm just going with the language and with the production like that.
So that's the secret behind your storytelling. You are not only telling a story, but you are kind of tweaking everything around the story to emphasize a specific mood. That's cool.
I'm trying to. I'm trying. Not always work all the time, but I'm definitely trying to.
Did you went to school for that? Did you study?
Yeah, I studied communication, a degree. Actually, it wasn't like proper filming, but it was. Then I got a scholarship for being the camera guy of the college when I went. And then I went to do After Effects. I then did professional courses,
okay,
which is After Effects mostly, which I use, and graphic design as well.
Because this foiling is somehow linked to maybe content creation or maybe filming somehow. If someone were to get into what you do, like making good quality videos, does one need to get a super good camera? Drone, what, how would you start? How would you suggest someone how he or yeah. she should start doing good videos?
Yeah, actually, because by the way, it's like I'm not sure how it's gonna be in the on the timeline, but this is the third videographer that we interview in a row.
Ah, really?
Benji, Yvonne, and now.
Ah, right, anyways. Yvonne as well.
Yeah,
that's what he did, right?
Go ahead, sorry.
Crazy. yeah, so I guess there is some kind of like, you know. There is a reason for that. Maybe they're all
working. So again, why? How important is gear? What would you suggest should one buy to start? Should you go with the phone, but look at the story behind? What's the story?
So it really depends. What do you want to create? You know, for if it's like, that's what I do in life. So about like, you know, lenses with different, you know, angles and lens. But if I want to go and film like, you know, wing foilers, so I have to have like a long length. But if you just you're filming like palm foilers, first start with your phone. Today the phone is are great. The iPhones, their lenses, the sensors are amazing. You can definitely start with that. And I think people are with phones are having like much more viewers than me just using their phone. So it's not about the gear for first. It's all about storytelling. Of course, if you film yourself. So it's even better because it's easier to create more content and then you can create story easier. You can express to the viewer so much faster. What do you want to say and start from yourself and then tell the whole other story. If you want to create like videos about more, it's more about like, you know, fast cuts, you know, about more a clippy video, more about something that look like a music video. Then you have to involve, like, I think, a better gear already. A Sony or Lumix, Panasonic, like I'm using, a guy as well told me to use the Lumix. You know, mirrorless cameras, I think that can really work. Just you can have like the regular lens, you know, the one that you get with the camera. And then it's all about lighting, composition, and color grading. It depends, like, you have to realize where you stand when you film some, of course. The things that I think everybody knows, it's obvious, but I will say,
it's fine. I'm learning here.
I
will say it anyway. I think everybody knows that. But of course, it depends. Like in which time do you film? Like where is the sun? If it's cloudy, and I think cloudy day is the best day to film, for me, because the light is spreading, and then you don't have like any shades around the eyes or stuff like that when you're filming someone. So here in Switzerland, we have it's a great weather for that. Today we had a great weather for that, yeah. So it's like, when there is clouds, it's great. Audio as well. If you're doing more interviews, of course, you better have like neck mics and stuff like that. And what else? Lightning, composition. Okay, so if you want to start, if you interview someone, what will be like the angle of the, if you want to make him like look bigger, you want to bring something to the viewer about him, like that he's talking, and give it a little bit lower angle while you're talking with him. Some action shots, some really fast cuts about like, try to film like, you know, closing screwdriver. I do it a lot, you know, but close-ups.
Yeah.
Start like with wide, start something wide to tell the story, the scene, and then go then close it.
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about what's going on there. You know, some fast cuts to viewer like a bit more. Like it's the hook.
Matt is taking notes. We're gonna see the quality of his videos like skyrocket after this interview.
I wish. No,
please go ahead, please.
So I'm saying then fast cuts and then go straight to the action. Like if it's like an action video, if it's a story, start from the person. Emotion is really is very important in, for a hook. Like, you know, when you're doing it great, bro. You do it much better than me. I saw your videos. You're doing it great. You're talking like to people, like in eye level, explain them. You involve emotion inside your video. So I can like, you know, a lot of things that I'm saying, I think you're doing, and I can do it because I'm not in front of the camera, but you're doing it great, really. So it's so important. So if you want to say, my advice is for us, be in front of the camera person. And if not, try to hook people. The hook is like the how you capture them to see it, with either amazing first great shot or with fast cuts that just like, you know, just like to catch the eye, and then just have the right lighting and be close enough if you don't have like a lens with the...
All right. And most importantly, do it. This is the advice that I always give to anybody who's like, I don't know, even just telling me, how did you do that? Just start, right? Just do it, because at the beginning it sucks. It's gonna feel weird to look in front of talk to the camera and then look at you talking to the camera. You're gonna feel super uncomfortable. But if you do it every single day for at least 3 weeks, you're gonna forget about it and you're gonna unlock this incredible possibility and so many options if you're gonna be consistent. Because at the end of the day, it's just like learning to pump foil is consistency.
How are you feeling so far? Still nervous or?
No, I got much better. Got much better. Yeah, it was easy chat. Awesome. You guys making me making me feel comfortable. So I'm not sure I'm gonna do it again, but I'm sweating here. But
I just want to get a couple of maybe you can tell us which are your favorite videos. Do you have maybe 2-3 of your absolute favorites, gold nuggets? That could be story. That could be the composition, that could be anything. Which are your favorite ones?
So, like I said, like the Foilers family with Rob, I think it's my favorite. It's documentary vibe, documentary wise, like, it's not the best filmed, but it's definitely the most interesting for me. The one from like visual wise is like the Silva Plana video I filmed with Michi. Yeah, Silva Plana is an amazing place, and when you get there and you start to go down the hills and you see it, it's like heaven.
That's beautiful.
So I was really like overwhelmed with the place, and I got there also on summertime when it was like a camp, and there was like such a surfing vibe there. I didn't expect it at all. Everybody with their windsurfers and Michi was great, and so I think the shots there are really cool, because I have like a drone shots there where it's going on. Michi started to do a pump foiling, and then he did also a wing foiling, and the drone just turned around around him, and then all Silva Plana like mountain is just you know, suddenly you see it. And I added some colors just to bring like the water a bit more blue in there.
And it's already such a beautiful color.
It's saturated already. Yeah. And for me, it was like a shot when I played it. You know, when you go back home and you go over the footage, and then you say, and then sometimes I curse myself. Oh, you idiot, what do you do? and this was like a shot that I said, it's called the money shot. When it's a shot, like when you have like something and you say, wow, that's an amazing shot. So Silva Plana is definitely one of my favorites. I have a few stories that I did but definitely in a different vibe. There is a longboarder. It's not a foiling. His name is Mattia from Zurich. He's longboard dancing, and it's art. It's definitely art what he's doing. It's like a ballet dancing. I don't know what something on a longboard. And also his YouTube and a few shorts that I did with him was like, just something that worked for me, and I really liked it. It's not it became viral or anything. I just liked it, and I'm not getting so viral anyway. So probably people that see it don't know my channel. So first of all, go to Bortels, watch it, And
we're going to go into what Bored Tales actually is in terms of online presence.
Yeah.
I just want, because you kind of started it a little bit. Maybe you can tell us one or two stories where shit happened. When you were, I don't know, maybe didn't have a SIM, an SD card in it. Or did something ever happen where you said like, well, that was...
It's worse with clients than with spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. In Bored Tales, if it happened with Bored Tales, it will be say, it just was my time, and I'm not like with contact with anyone. But if it will happen with the client, so it happened to me years ago, but not in Bored Tales. No. Definitely not. I got some hits in the past, you know, when I passed things to the hard drive, I didn't back it up and the hard drive fell, like external hard drive.
Classic.
Okay. And then I have to pay a lot to restore it. And yeah, but I learned it, let's say, from hard things that happened, that I film on 2 SD cards. Always after I'm finished filming, I have to put it in 2 different physical places, or 1 in the cloud, not in the same room.
All right.
Yeah.
No, do you have kids?
Oh, like, yeah.
It's even worse.
Yeah, my kid is always like coming next to my computer, and then I get like, sweaty.
With the milk?
Yeah. And I'm trying to get out of there. But mommy let me. I say, yeah, go ahead. I have a 4-year-old kid. He's like, he likes to do stuff. So.
Is he into that like surf skating, foiling, water sports?
It depends on what day Sometimes he's really into it, saying, I want to do surf skating with you, Dad, or my dad do foiling, still with friends in Skita, or my dad is filming, he's grabbing stuff and doing like you're filming, and sometimes he just don't care. So.
All right.
He's just like, oh, you want to come with me I went to film sometime, you want to come with me, and then he came, he didn't care about nothing that I'm doing there, just, you know, take a rock and, you know,
throw it at your camera. Throw it.
So it's not there yet. I'm not sure. He's good in how you call it, trotti.
Yeah,
scooter. Yeah, yeah. You know, I knew the German words for that.
Yeah, nice. Very good. Very good. Okay. So maybe we can get into that Bored Tales.
No worries.
There we see the difference. When I was with Balz on the balance board, he lost one AirPod as well, and he caught it.
Oh my!
But you know, we're all in love, Balz. So you obviously have your YouTube channel. That's where I consume your very good content.
Thank you.
But then you have websites as well. It's not just one, it's more. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I had a lot of attempts to do stuff with Bored Tales. You know, I went like really wild with that. I didn't know what is that Bored Tales like when I started. So I created, you know, I created branding, I created visual, and I'm also creating websites and I'm designing stuff. So I just created like a shop at first. I tried different designs, POD stuff. I don't know, just throw it there. I did marketing for that. And then I said, no, it's too much. And then I closed it. And then I reopened another store in a different place. And then I started the marketplace at first. I thought about creating a marketplace close to Ricardo about secondhand foil boards. And I really built it with a platform called ShareTribe. And then I realized that it's not going to work. I didn't have the time to put inside it. It was really time consuming. And I saw there are people that do it much better work job than me in that field. So again, I tried to do, so I'll go to another place. In Bored Tales also, I have some videos about the creators behind like the board world. If it's shapers like Kara boards from Germany, or a guy that created something cool for surf skate. And I started to create these videos and I said, wow, that could be cool to present all the Bored Tales creators, not the riders, people that create the culture, and let them, give them a place to sell all their stuff. And that was like the Bored Tales marketplace. But then again, I got, it was much time consuming. The platform that I worked with was really hard. So I closed it, I reopened it. In a different platform, which calls Webflow, and now Bored Tales split it to two things. It's now I have Bored Tales. It's like the Instagram, YouTube channel. It's about riders and everything. And then I have Bored Tales creators. Bored Tales creators. I have an Instagram page which is just starting, and another website that is portals.com, which there I present the work. It's like they can present their portfolio. Most of them, people there are illustrators. And I'm also looking for shapers and videographers to show their work there. And it's all around how people build the culture. Like we talked before about foiling, but about just the board world. It can be from surfing, it can be from skating, it can be whatever. Because it's something that really, I really like the people that behind it, you know. I really like the illustrators, I really like the designers, I like the people who shape stuff, that create new interesting products. So that's now, so it's, another thing, I have the shop, but it's very small, and maybe this I will market soon with the, I'm having like this new deal with this company that's creating racks for surfboards and foilers, and then I think that will be my first step to really market something as a product from Bortles. Until now, it was just an attempt, you know, I just shot in, you know, just trying stuff, yeah. Whatever works, yeah.
That would be great, like Lycras with nice graphics, specifically for foilers or pump foilers, or even like graphics on bags, because these bags are all black, which doesn't reflect the style that we probably have as foilers.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, so that's like, so now it's like you have these two channels, two platforms. Bortles Creator and Bortles, and we see how it goes. You know, how much time will I have to work on it? I hope I have more time if it starts, you know, starting to get some revenue.
Yeah, that's another question. You told me before that it's not really doesn't help, nor you don't earn money from it.
No, I haven't.
It costs though.
It cost me mostly time.
Yeah. How much time do you invest per week? Yeah, maybe?
And last year I tried to do it once a week at least, once a week, like go filming and then maybe another half a shift of editing. And now the last month I didn't have any time. I have more projects which I have to work and, you know, earn money for a living. But maybe now with this e-commerce stuff and this like new initiative, maybe something will come from there. And, you know, it's like everything, if it will get bigger, then I'll get more traffic and I can, like, you know, monetize some of it. So I get more time and create more quality. Because eventually it's about content creating. I love content creating. That's my thing. I'm not the best rider. I'm not the best foiler. I'm not the best surfer. Nothing of that. I like what I do. And that's what I want to bring to people. And it will be great. It will be a dream to make a living out of it. I'm not sure if it will happen, but let's see.
The quality is great. You're telling stories and you're interviewing people and you're creating these documentaries in a niche where probably nobody else is doing it. So it's just gonna be a matter of time and it's gonna really grow, in my opinion.
Thanks.
Go ahead, please, Matt.
I was just asking because here for the podcast we have a Patreon. People who like the show can help us out. We have two Patreons already. Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, he's the newest Patreon of us.
How does it work?
You can just like set up this page and people
like
can
buy me coffee.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, okay, I have that for my private YouTube channel, and I'm super happy if someone pays me one coffee. I'm like, yay, super cool to have my microphone for I don't know how many hundreds of francs. But still, that keeps me going. And the Patreon is, you can have like this monthly subscription. You can choose how much it is. They take their part. You can also have like special episode uploaded there. We don't have that. What we have there is like a table where you can see all of our guests, what they ride, what their favorite front wing is and whatnot. So people can see it there. And it's just, like, if you like the show and you want to support it, and yes, eventually we have to think about how we continue. But as long as we love it, it's not that bad if you don't get any money. But still, it helps.
Yeah, so for sure.
That would be something. Is there anything like that you have in place?
No, actually, I didn't want to go there yet. But yeah, I saw this buy me coffee thing. Yeah, some people do it. I think it's great. Yeah, because it shows like people value what you're doing and they want to help you like keep on doing it. And that's how the world works. If you don't have time and money and, you know, and you have your life and kids, family, or whatever you do, You gotta, if someone can contribute to that and have you like your content and want to like show it, yeah, for sure it can be great. And maybe on a chapter with you, I'll do the first day.
All right, very good. Before we come to the last real question, let's give away one of these balance boards. And as I said, these balance boards here, those are prototypes. So it's probably not going to be exactly one of those, but it's going to be a similar one to these ones. We did it before.
Super cool, yeah.
If your knee wouldn't be a problem, then we would have stayed on it. But obviously, it comes with a cork roll and the board from Indiana, like 25-year-old brand. I use it all the time when editing, usually when I record a podcast, even at school where I work, I'm at the teacher's desk, I stand over the balance board. It just helps. And we want to give one away. And the way you can actually try to get one, you review our podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Maybe 5 stars would be nice, but do as you like. You can share your favorite show maybe on Instagram and tag in us. So if you tag us, we can record it. And you can also leave a YouTube comment. This episode is going to be on my account. So Matt on Foil, you can follow and add a comment what you like maybe, or just I want that balance board. That's good already. And we're going to pick one on the 1st of April. So you have to do that before the 1st of April to get one of these balance boards, and we're going to get it to you. Now, I just wanted to ask you, what's next for you or and Board Tales? Do you have some maybe sneak peeks you can give us?
So actually, there's a chapter that we're doing today, Matthias.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be about people that that foil change your life in a different way. Like, you know, they're doing like great initiatives with this, how do I say it, sport. I think it's more than just sport, but it's like, so we're going to have a chapter about Zeno that is teaching kids like in pools. And it's going to bring the point where it's like falling going to help DHD kids. And a lot about talking about like how kids today are not outside enough and how these sports got the keys to bring them more outside and to help. Are you okay?
my
are you on a balance board now?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, got it. So yeah, so what would be how can it help kids, like, and in your way, it's about all the things that you, what you build here in this content creation, since you're just 1 year inside the sport, and you did already so much, and people get to know you and get to know your content, and of course, Gail will be there as well, but you, it's a different story, Gail. Of course, I will do with you for sure, one time a video if you like.
Would love to. Yeah.
Yeah, that can be great.
Foiling from Cyprus to Israel.
It's better if you do it to Italy. So it's a bit longer.
True.
But yeah, but you're going a lot to Europe, right? You're going to Italy and for one.
Yeah, I try not to, so that I'm gonna be I can be sustainable and I can not get haters in my comments.
Okay.
No, joke. Yeah, I try and you know stay here as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, of course, every 3 or 4 months I come to mainland Europe and do my things. Yeah, and I would love to meet you next time.
For sure we got to do something for the next videos, and that's a plan. And in general, just like keep on creating content. It really depends on how much time would I have. Like I said, I have this initiative with this Rex thing, like surfing and falling Rex, that we're going to be online soon, and I will try to market it more. And get more followers and add to do 1 minute bump foiling.
Yes, so that's your personal goal. Yeah. How is that approach going to be? Is like going to be once a week?
I need to switch my what? Like the.
Like training once a week? Or
I want to do at least once a week. Although I have a 10-month year old baby and a 4 year old kid and job and everything, so it's a bit hard. But I have to switch my gear now. Like I said, I have the Indiana 1100. And a huge kiteboard.
The board is
so heavy, and my equipment weighs so much. So I gotta sell it and to switch to something like smaller. And then I think that's it. That will be, you know. Then I'm gonna come next to Chatel and show you all guys what.
Nice. What's up? We're looking forward to that. God, I'm pretty much through. Do you have anything else you wanna ask, Itai?
No, I'm sorted, and I really like. your next projects with Zeno, like telling, like really sharing with people how foiling really changes someone's life, because it changed mine. It probably changed Matt's one, and it's gonna keep changing lots of people's life, especially in these landlocked locations where you cannot really get this connection with the water. That, in my opinion, we should all have. So that's great.
If you want to listen to what Zeno said already on our podcast, again, somewhere up here, I'm going to link the episode.
Zeno was here?
No, we did it over the phone. Ah. And it wasn't with the video, didn't work. Ah, so okay. We just had the audio. So you can also listen to it, as I said, on Spotify or Apple Podcast. The next guest was on video. We recorded it already. It's going to be next in line of our podcast. It's going to be with Yvon Labart.
Oh.
So he's the boat
the
chaser.
Goat.
He is really one of the best I've seen. And he does like this 20 kilometer downwinders on a pump foil. Yeah. So if he falls, he has to swim in. He had to swim in for a very long time. He also gives away a secret how you can get in a little faster. We're not giving it away here. Unlike our balance board, which I'm looking forward to, actually. Really cool. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you very much, Itai, for coming.
Thank you for having me. It was a great experience. Thanks a lot, guys. It's
thank you.
Great.
And once again, if you want to try and get the balance board review on Spotify or Apple Podcast, you have to comment and like the video on Matt's channel and to follow us on our channels on Instagram.
Yes, and share your favorite episode. Episode and tag us so we see that you shared it. Get your balance board. All right.
Ciao,
bye,
guys.
See you.
Bye. Bye.